Today is Friday, October 6th, 2023, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is World College Radio Day. Oh my gosh, you guys. I wish I had done radio in college. That would have been so much fun. 98.7. The Badger. I know that there are those of you anti-Scott out there like, oh my God, Adam, don't quit your day job. Don't try to have a whatever. Look, some people like my voice. There are listeners out there that love my voice. And it's mellow. It's smooth. It's a little raspy. You know, I have a very connivial. I can't think of the word. I have a nice voice. So what if I'm not a radio broadcaster? It would have been fun. And here in Arkansas, there are a lot of people on the radio that sound like this. I don't even. So we're going to read the news for today, everybody. You know, it's a thing. I could have taken classes if needed. Anyway, regardless, World College Radio Day, National Coaches Day. It is National Orange Wine Day. I think I've had orange wine. It's like a mixture of red wine and white wine. I'm probably totally wrong, but I think it is. It's also National Noodle Day. I had spaghetti for lunch and didn't even realize that I was celebrating National Noodle Day. Now you're all wondering, how did I have lunch already? Anyway, it is World Smile Day. So everyone should smile. So we have a voicemail and I'm going to go ahead and play that, but I'm not where I need to be. Give me 1 second. I'm pulling it up right now. Here we go. I hope it plays the whole thing.
Hi. In listening to your Hello. Latest program, your consternation over what kind of...
Yes.
I love all dogs. I love...
By the way, this is Auntie Scott because he doesn't remember he's supposed to say who he is when he calls into a show. Caller, identify yourself. You may continue.
Of animals, we know that. One of my best friends, he does a podcast, and he's pretty much an animal. I won't mention any names, Big Fatty, but what I wanted to discuss with, as you know, we try to, as gay people, we try to break stereotypes because we are stereotyped by the world. We're
yes.
looked at. And we're pigeonholed, and not in the good way.
Girl, please.
Into being stereotypically certain ways.
You better work.
One of which is we have little tiny foo-foo, woo-woo foo-foo dogs. No, I gave the disclaimer. I love all animals. I especially love dogs. But, you know, the foo-foo, the shih-tzu, shih-tzu, Lhasa Apso, Pomeranian. Come on. Get a fucking Great Dane. Be a man, Adam. Be a fucking man for once in your life. Get a Great Dane.
Wow.
Or a mastiff. Something masculine, Adam.
A throbbing mastiff.
Oh, sausage, Woodland Hills.
Well, thank you for your call. You know, when you say be a man, that... And I love you to death. But when you, and I know this was in jest and you were joking. I get that. I get your sense of humor. But I just have to say, when someone says be a man, it, a little tingle goes down my spine. I don't even remember. When I was growing up, I've had conversations with various people in my life about what was masculine and how a man was supposed to behave. And I know that's what you're making fun of, But it totally like brings back like, you know, bad memories of people saying, okay, this is what a man does and this is what a woman does. And, you know, this is how a man would behave in this situation, even at church and places like that. It's like, oh, no, this is the man does this. The man is the provider in the house and the man, you know, plays sports and the man. It's just, oh, no, thank you. I want to be whatever I want to be. Also, I grew up with small dogs. Like, we had a Maltese when I was growing up. Oh, Pickapoo, actually. No, we had a Maltese and we also had a Pickapoo, which is, I think a Pickapoo is like a mixture of a Pekingese, a poodle, and something else. Maybe just a Pekingese and a poodle. I'm not sure. But anyway, we had small dogs when I was, or a small dog. Delilah was her name. I feel like there's a song called Delilah. Hey there, Delilah. I don't know the rest. But, you know, long before I was gay, I had a Maltese. Long before I was gay. That's funny. But, yeah. So, yes, I like small dogs. It has nothing to do with me being gay. How dare you? And they're just so cute. They're just so cute. And easier to handle as well. If they're, the smaller they are, the smaller their poops are, the smaller their pees are. You can throw them around easier, put them in the dryer when they misbehave. I do not do that. Or at least Sydney will never tell you if I do that. So, nothing else really going on. I know I told you guys how busy I was. I was looking last night because I got to thinking about it. And I think, ooh, I want to do a cruise. And I promised my mother that we would do Thanksgiving with the family this year because we haven't done that in a few years. And my family no longer gets together for Christmas. And when I say the extended family no longer gets together for Christmas, so I don't, like, my mom goes down to my brother's house, which I've talked about the fact that I do not like his house. It's out in the country. It's not very nice. It's like a cave. It's all dark paneling all over the walls. And I don't love it. Okay. But anyway, I used to not get a cell signal there. That was the worst because I would just be stuck there with no cell signal, no nothing, you know, whatever. But we just go to my brother's house because he refuses to come up to North Arkansas. And because all of his family is in, his sons and his grandkids and all that, they're all in South Arkansas. And so because he's my mom's favorite, she goes down to see him, and so Mark and I have to go down there. But anyway, the extended family no longer gets together for Christmas because my grandmother was the last linchpin that held it all together. She passed away a few years ago. It's probably been more. It's probably been 5 years ago. I don't know exactly, but it's been a while. And when she passed away, it just kind of started dissolving, and we don't. But Thanksgiving, we still, all the aunts and uncles still get together. And so my mom's like, promise me, you know, you'll go to Thanksgiving next year so everyone can see you guys. Because everyone, oh, we got to see Mark. Even though they homo bash behind our backs, I'm sure. They're like, oh, we love Mark. We need to see him, you know, bring him, whatever. Oh, there's so much anger in my heart, guys. People pleasers have all this anger in their hearts. Any other people pleaser in the world, can I get an amen? Because, like, you please everyone, and then you have all of this, like, festering hatred, you know? But anyway, we got to do that for Thanksgiving. But I was thinking, I didn't promise her we would hang out during Christmas. We could totally do a Christmas cruise. The only thing, just a short, like, 3-night, you know, I don't care. It can be Caribbean, whatever. Just on a ship. I just want to get back on a ship. Sip some cocktails, watch a mediocre band in the bar on the ship, you know, go to some white sand beach, drink a Mai Tai. Like, I want to do something like that. I was just thinking, so I was looking at Royal Caribbean cruises, because Mark needs to save his PTO. So it would need to be a short one that leaves from somewhere relatively close to us, like Galveston or something. But the only thing is, I promised myself I wouldn't do a cruise this year at all. And if we do a Christmas cruise, technically that is still 2023. So I don't know. I'm just kind of looking. I'm toying around with it. Mark said, you know, those are going to be super busy. You know, Christmas. I don't know. Do a lot of people cruise on Christmas? I think it'd be fun to be on a ship on Christmas Day. That'd be so much fun. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good weekend, everyone. Bye.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.